John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, as if by wizardry, look what has just walked into the studio. He said the other day that he would try to be here in time, and you're actually early.
I don't even remember coming in. I left my hotel in Cleveland because I was downtown Cleveland last night doing a charity event.
Okay.
My father-in-law had passed away from pancreatic cancer.
All right.
So 100% of the proceeds went to the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network.
Oh, well, there's a guy.
Yeah, right. And then tonight, when I'm at Punchline, 100% of the proceeds go to my kids' college fund.
So okay.
That's really...
How are the kids on the road with you this time around?
No, because my wife is from Cleveland.
Oh, I see.
So,
I see.
Yeah, they've been there the last week and a half while I've been working and going all around. So the idea of this was to go out and do single nights and work on new material, and which I've never really done before, because anytime I would have to come up with something new, it would really be about got to find a new impression to do. So then you got to workshop an impression. So it's always, and then not everybody's going to know who the person is.
Oh, God.
And then there's a chance they're going to get hashtag and they're never going to work again. So working on my Kevin Spacey does nothing for my career. Just makes me get in trouble. You know, so it's that kind of thing. Like, it's constantly happening. And we talked about this the other week, where every time I think, you know, Robin Williams passes away, one of my favorite people to do, and I don't do it in the show, but people will call it out, and at the end, it's always the same thing, like, no, some Robin Williams, oh, no, and people are like, oh, that's fun. And then it becomes tribute-y, you know, kind of Rich Little-ish kind of feeling, and now I'm doing 1970s comedy.
Dead.
Yeah, that's, I mean, there's a reality to that. When you're not a president anymore, people don't care so much.
Right, yeah.
And that was that's kind of the transition I was doing before I got to that. I was trying to find things that made sense and made people seem more relevant. Like the George W. Bush, you know, when you're president, you have to know what's, that's funny. I try to stay not political, but you hear so much stuff. But, you know, a president's supposed to know what's going on in the world. But when you're a former president, they don't ask you those tough questions anymore. They don't care. They're just happy that you're on.
All right.
So they'll ask, like with George W. Bush, they ask him questions like, what have you been doing since you've been president? And I can't tell if his answers are real or not, because he'll be like, I'm not really sure, man. I guess I've been working on my Facebook page, playing some Pokemon Go. Just got a Squirtle the other day, man. Looking for some shinies. Throwing some pineapples, man. So it's that, but that was kind of that transition where I was like trying to find new stuff. And now, I'm even telling, you know, like last night, because my family was in the crowd, and that was weird.
Because you've been doing a lot of family material.
Yeah.
And is this the first time you didn't really know that?
I told them, but they kind of just, they didn't, I don't know if they believe me or what.
Uh-huh.
But the first bit I do about is my wife and sleep, talking in her sleep, because she doesn't really make sense. But the other night, she goes, I hear something. I hear something, and I think it's a burglar or something like that, but it's her, and she goes to the bathroom, and she comes back right away. I'm like, you okay? She's like, yeah, I was just looking for the cake. I'm like, what? Not some cake, not a cake, the cake. And I start thinking, is she hiding cake around the house? Like, you look in a lampshade, there's, you know, some chocolate cake, or maybe it's just all kinds of desserts, and then the laundry room, there's a strudel.
Right.
It's that kind of stuff. And so I'm just telling these stories, and I can just see, I didn't see her, but she gave me a kiss before I left last night, so I guess I didn't get in too much. But I was doing the Fortnite stuff that I talked about.
Right.
And the Fortnite stuff is just, for the people who don't know what that is, it's a video game that the kids are so addicted to, and some adults, that it's unbelievable. And my son, where they have these dances in it too, and I was doing some of the dances for my son before the show. He's like, don't do that, Dad. Like, not even for the show. He's like, don't ever do that again. That's very
How old is he?
I don't know. No, he's still, he's about 14.
Okay.
He's about to turn 14.
Right.
He's not about 14.
Right.
He's 13 presently, but next week he turns 14
on
the 26th.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a Leo.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's another performer in the midst.
I don't know. I mean, he's actually a really good actor if he wants to, but he doesn't want to.
Okay.
He doesn't want to do anything. It's kind of, I think my mom says that's exactly the way I was, and looking back, I've got to believe.
Tell me about, because
No.
I'm sorry. Here are things I don't know about you.
Okay, yeah.
Where are you originally from?
Parts unknown.
Parts unknown.
I wear a mask. Okay. I'm Dr. X. I was born in Chicago area.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only place in the world, Chicago, where you can go to get food on your way to get food.
Hey, you want to stop with me at Johnny's Beef on the way to Armand's Pizza?
What? You're getting food to get food?
Hey, it takes you a while, you know? It takes 45 minutes to get there.
But I grew up when my dad was, when I was four, not when my dad was four, because I didn't know him then. When I was four, my dad moved to the Milwaukee area.
Okay.
So we basically grew up in Wisconsin. It's
all
called Waukesha. Probably 15 minutes from where J.J. Watt is from.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. And you are, and maybe it's Chicago, maybe it's Wisconsin, you are the least Italian I know.
Right. My wife told me that, too. Because I've got the blonde hair, which would be what, Northern Italy?
Right, that would be Northern.
Yeah. So, my wife, she complains, because when I met her family, it was the Sopranos, but a cartoon version of it. That's how far, but she's like, your family's watered down. I'm like, yeah, well, we're hiding from people. I got an uncle that I can talk about partially.
I see.
But he's always throwing things out like, you know, Frankie, when we were with, when I was with Sinatra. What? Come on. Doing what? Carrying luggage for him? What are you talking about? But he would do this. He was like a mafioso kind of guy. He was totally mafia, but he was dealing cheese. You know? He's like... He would get angry about it. I didn't understand. He'd just get so worked up. He'd go, "You don't understand, Frankie. You can't get cheese in Chicago without going through me." I'm like, "What? What is that? Why are you so upset? What are you going to do? Put me on the cheese wheel? I don't understand." So, yeah, my family is pretty watered down. Her brother, I don't even know what I can say on the air. I haven't worked on some of that stuff, but her brother, when I met him, he was, full on, like, let's have a talk.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Now,
like his shoulders were at his ears, that kind of guy. Yeah.
Now, where's she from that they're so Goomba?
Cleveland.
From Cleveland.
Dad's from West Virginia.
Oh, well,
you know, immigrants. They came over. So West Virginia, just her dad, not her dad and her brother. Mm-hmm. That look you gave me, I was like, what? Her grandma's from Sicily, and they all came to Lorraine for the steel mill, built the houses, stuff. Yeah.
All right.
And her dad was a special agent in the U.S. for the U.S. Yeah.
Really?
An Italian special agent.
Oh.
Hey, we took some of the guns home, you know?
And how is the princess? How's your daughter doing?
She's doing great.
Right.
I don't know. I see it with my wife and her mom. Like, my wife will just ask. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, they're just batting heads.
She goes, "You're not going to believe what my mom said." Well, stop talking to her. It makes it a lot easier. Because my wife will ask me questions and then not like my answer and then go ask her mom. And I'm like, well, then why did you even waste your time on me? Am I filler? Right. Is that what I am? And then she'll say, "My mom said the same thing you did." I'm like, well, if we both agree, it's right. She's like, "You're both wrong." We're totally opposite ends of the spectrum.
It's like getting food before you get food.
Yeah, right. None of it makes sense. Nothing makes sense. And that's kind of where my point of view is coming from on stage, because my point of view is like always like observational, pick this out. And right now it's like, what? I don't get that. How is this all happening? How do we think that this is normal?
Yeah.
That's where it's all coming from. And whenever I talk in that manner, like when I'm watching my son play the video games and I don't get it. I don't know if I told you the other day, maybe I did or not, but it was when he's playing Fortnite. He gets so into the game, like reality stops. He comes out of his bunker and he's like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "Daylight. That's what that looks like." You vampire. What? He was like, "Where's my sandwich?" And I'm like, "I didn't know you ordered one. What are you talking about? Shouldn't you be looking for blood? That you're that pale that you haven't seen any daylight?" I don't know. And so it's all that kind of stuff. And the kids stuff is really amazing to me because it was, you know, I don't like babies. I don't enjoy them because they don't. They just need so much.
Right.
It's like they just want stuff, but they can't tell you what they want.
So the time that they were babies, you were on the road.
I tried. I just wasn't that interested. I mean, I love them, but if you can't talk, when my kids started talking, but then my wife always wants more kids. She's like, I want to have another baby. I'm like, let's get a dog instead. So now we have 12 dogs.
Oh,
an army of Shih Tzus.
Well, Frank Caliendo is appearing tonight. It is one show only. It's his whole new show. It starts at 7:30 at Punchline Philly. Tickets are available at punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555.
And a lot of best of stuff in there, too. So at least a half an hour of new stuff, maybe even more than that. And then you get the John Gruden stuff. You get the John Madden stuff. You get all that kind of stuff.
Charles Barkley. See, that's what I'm talking about. Just get back to me and make it all good.
You know, when you're on the phone,
it's so freaky.
Phone doing this to us, we totally accept it. When we see it coming out of your face, it is so hard to
deal
with.
Right? It's weird.
It's really, really.
I'm a freak.
Really.